J.B. Pritzker is one of six Democrats seeking the party's nomination. He says Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and his administration did not respond quickly enough to the initial Legionnaires' disease outbreak that killed 12 of the home's residents in 2015. A 13th resident died of the illness last year. Pritzker says the subsequent $6 million investment in the water system at the veterans' home was not nearly enough.
Whatever has been done up to now is too little. And honestly, I think it's at this point the obligation of the governor to step up to the plate and make sure that the investments that need to be made to keep our veterans safe are made.
Pritzker says Rauner should have already released a plan to improve the facility's infrastructure, be it a new plumbing system or even a new living complex. Pritzker says he's been trying to get a handle of the situation by speaking with state lawmakers. He says he tried to tour the veterans' home Tuesday morning, but was denied because he doesn't hold public office. Tri-State's Public Radio asked the governor's office about that. We were directed to the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. A spokesperson for that department said in an email that the department wants to minimize disruptions to the hundreds of veterans who live at the Quincy home. I'm Jason Parrott.